plastic parka. Looking for the crew, any mods will do. I got me parka. Quite just been, it got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me parka. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me parka. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on glue. I got me parka. Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because it made it. Starts with fashion, I want to spend money. I spent punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk songs. We'll be right back.
There's blood on the floor, and I can't find my heart. Where did it go? Did I leave it in the cold? So please give it back, 'cause it's not yours to take. It must have fell when I lost my mind. Deep in the cup, drowning in pain. Somebody help, 'cause I can't find my way. Nobody move.
I'm such funky vibe.
It's a funky vibe today.
Yeah, man.
I love it. I never get sick of that song.
No.
That is
a good song.
Duran Jones and the Indications.
With you.
Baby, with you. So welcome to Punks and Parkas.
101.5 UMFM.
That's us. We've got Captain Dan.
Yes.
We got Hunter Does Stuff.
Hi.
And we got me.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, the founder, the original member.
The originator.
The original gangster.
Yo, I'm the OG.
Not the duplicator, the originator.
Yeah, never ever duplicated.
No.
Because nobody else really wanted to do this. So.
No, he was just like, I'll take it.
I'll do it.
Got it, guys. Don't worry.
I'm totally dedicated. How many years? Almost 20 years. Almost 20
years.
Wow. Wow. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Oh, God.
We're going to have to do a super
celebration.
Fancy 20-year anniversary
show. Oh, it hurts
show.
My head.
24 hours of Penny Lane.
Nobody wants that. I don't want to do that. Nobody wants that.
I live with that.
You do. And you can attest. Sometimes
it's amazing.
I'm like, sometimes I'm a little much. You're like, no.
No.
Because his eyes twitching. And
no, it's great.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Definitely a funk, chill kind of smooth soul vibe.
Yeah.
Today. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
It's raining outside. It's good weather for when it's raining. You'll slap some soul on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Started off with Stevie Wonder.
Yep. Yeah. Boogie on, reggae woman.
I never thought that was what he was saying in that song. Because I never ever really looked at the title, and I'm like, I don't know. I like just making up the lyrics in my own head. It was not Boogie on, reggae woman.
No.
After that was Thundercat.
Yep.
Which I need to know more about.
Me too.
Like, every time I hear a track from that specific album, it's the album with his like face half in the water. It blows me away, but I know nothing about this artist, like zero. Huh. So maybe that's my deep dive.
All I know, he was in Boba Fett.
TV. Really?
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
He played the guy that put people together, then added extras onto people.
Yeah.
Neat.
The head of the mods.
The head of the mods. That's right. How bizarre. I love that, though, the little.
That's what they were called. They were called the mods, too.
Well, yeah. Somebody there
for
has
modifications.
A finger. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing it was modernist. Yes. The original. But somebody had their finger on a weird pulse there. It's odd, but I like it. And then, like we said, finish it off with Duran Jones and the Indications with Wichu.
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 So we got a party going on downstairs.
Yeah, the Egypt Pavilion is here.
The Egyptian Pavilion for Folklorama 2023.
Yeah.
Is that finished this weekend?
No, it started last weekend.
So
this is a start of weekend. Week two will start on Sunday.
Right, okay. I always get that confused. Yeah, it runs for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So don't think you've missed out. We'll talk a little bit more about it at the halfway mark of the show. I think we should just play some music.
Let's get some more music here.
I had amazing record delivery day today.
Yes, you did.
By the way, we'll talk about it later. But I ordered a record from this company called Get Down Records, I believe it is, that I'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But probably about a year ago, I ordered from them a double package of Shuggie Otis albums. I remember putting out into the universe, I'm like, I need Shuggie Otis in my collection. I have none, and this upsets me. And a friend of mine is like, hey, Get Down Productions has their two albums on a deal. You should get it. So I did. So I can listen to this song to the heart's content.
Yes.
Yay.
On swirled vinyl, nonetheless. So this is the incomparable Shuggie Otis.
Yeah, with Strawberry Letter. Oh, 20 years ago.
So good.
Just from you, red magic satin playing in tune. All through the morning rain, I gaze. The sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden, I see west purple shower bells and tea. Orange birds and river cousins dressed in. So happy and loud. Blue flower echo from a cherry cloud. Feel sunshine sparkle pink and blue. Playground will laugh if you try to ask. Is it cool if you arrive and don't
with my baby, I am free. Flying in her arms over the sea. Same window, yellow and it's green. Six fingers up high, with velvet roses digging freedom fly. A present from you, strawberry letter 22. The music plays, I sit in awe of you. We'll be right back.
Story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funky-eyed and a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Thank you. got something to tell you. I got something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality, you're just another brother. You think you slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of bull weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation's getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game, same old.
Amazing.
Nina Simone.
Oh my God, that woman. I know I say it every time like we play her on the show, but she's, Mississippi, goddamn, she's amazing.
Damn.
Oh, I love her so damn much. And so it's weird, like I got into jazz music and then I discovered Nina Simone and I'm like, why didn't I discover her sooner?
Yeah.
So good.
She's good.
Oh, amazing woman. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome back, everybody.
101.5 UMFM. We got Captain Dan. We got Hunter Does Stuff. We got some crazy Egyptian stuff going
on
down below.
We got a sarcophagus down. Chris Christopherus. A
sarcophagus.
downstairs.
Yeah, we caught a very quick glimpse of the Egyptian pavilion when we came in. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff, a lot of displays. We can hear some music
kind of
vibing up from the multi-purpose room below us here at University Center. Kind of recommend it. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Check it out.
Folklorama is a fantastic time. It's a great way to expose yourself to a lot of the different different cultures
that are in our city, yeah. province, country.
We have tons of, well, we're very multicultural in Winnipeg, and it's nice to see all these and be able to like explore and try foods and be exposed to music and dance and displays and all that stuff. And it's pretty inexpensive, like, for the most part.
Yeah, it's, I can't remember how much, like $16, I think, given to per pavilion, but.
What's inflation? What's it at now? I mean, but for the most part.
Usually gets you food.
Yep, you get food. You get a sample plate usually. Yeah. I think you have to pay separate for drinks.
Yeah.
Usually, but whatever. What's a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, go online. Check it out.
Yep.
Check it out.
Check it out.
And check out some pavilions.
Yeah.
While they're going on. One more full week for sure.
Yep.
And then it's done.
Yep.
And then it's done. And then summer's kind of, in here in Winnipeg, kind of slowly...
They were getting ready for Nuit Blanche in September.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The big, I love Nuit Blanche.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
cool.
That's a fun night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had a great mail day today.
Oh, you had a great mail day. I had a good one yesterday, or the day before.
You did the day before. You got this massive box delivered by Amazon. I mean, when I say massive, this thing was like, when we joke that when a box comes to the door, it's obviously a record.
Yeah.
And Hunter's like, what'd you get? And we're like, ha, 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 roller skates, right? This box could have held legitimately two roller skates in box.
Because it wasn't records for once.
No.
It was a giant Baby Yoda and a bunch of action figures.
Bunch of action figures.
Some cool stuff.
So I won a contest online probably like 2 weeks ago now to win the new pressings of The Tragically Hips, Your Favorites, Volume 1 and 2, which I'm super freaking stoked about because I wanted to buy them anyway. Yep. And then I won this contest and I was excited. And they're like, yeah, I should be there in about a week. And they weren't there and I was getting antsy. And they're like, we'll look into it for you. Like, don't, it's coming. We're not choking your chain. Yeah. Like, it's coming.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, like, it's fine. So this morning at like 8:30, I hear a knock on the door and there's records. And it's like two records in the box. I'm like, sweet. And it was my year favorites, Volume 1 and Volume 2. It was like, fantastic. Put them aside. About 30 minutes later, UPS truck pulls up, drops another package at the door for me. And I'm like, oh, well, this is a record too. I open that up. I'm like, oh, it's my Delight record that I ordered from Get Down Productions. Oh, fantastic. And I go and I'm working away and talking to a friend about another record I pre-ordered. I'm like, yeah, it should be coming tomorrow, maybe. It's by this company called Something Weird, and it's this bizarre record of drive-in movie intermission theme songs. Yep. So, you know, like, let's all go to the lobby. That crap. A yellow pressed vinyl of that crap that I impulse bought because I thought it was the stupidest, most amazing thing ever.
Yep.
That showed up today, too. So I had four records show up in one day.
Jeez.
It was a good day.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like we went through this whole entire period of not buying records.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, we're just like...
Pew! And I got two more coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think we moved.
Yeah.
So, you know... We were in an apartment before. We didn't have to pay all these extra bills and other crap happened, like a strike and paying for an apartment and a house at the same time. So I think now that we've settled in, we figured out, okay, we can afford the house. Yay! Let's buy some records to fill the house.
Yeah, now I'm in this position. It's like, well, there's a lot of records, a couple of records coming up from the late 90s, early 2000s that are being reissued. Yeah. And I'm just like,
There's a lot. Yeah. We were just talking about it. Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls. The Darkness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Damn you, record companies.
Jeez. Yeah. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I'm so thankful I won those two Your Favorites.
Those are like, what, $60 each?
Yeah,
because
they're
right now?
Double LPs. Yeah. So fantastic, though.
Yeah.
I love the concept behind that album is they asked their fans what they wanted to hear on a best. It's like, hey, if we do a best of album. I mean, these albums have been out for ages, but at the time, they pulled their fans.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we can put a best of and decide what we think is our best tracks, but you tell us. And that's what they did. So the tracks that won were put on these albums, and they're all my favorites. So, well, they're your favorites.
They're Tragically Hip.
They're so good.
Yeah. I don't think there's one bad song by them.
No.
And they're one of those bands where there's not one bad song.
No, when I put on a Tragically Hip album, it's very rare I'm going to skip a track.
Yeah.
But that might just be a cultural thing, too.
It could be, yeah. It's like...
I remember when I was on We Are the Mods with Warren Peace. So that's a British man who lives in the States. And then I had Johnny Owen, who's yeah. Welsh. And I remember it was at the time when Gord Downie passed away.
Yeah.
So trying, you know, they're like, wow, my, you know, all these Canadian people are posting about this guy. And I was like, yeah, it's akin to like somebody from the Smiths passing away yeah. for British people. Or yeah, I couldn't relate it to anything American.
Yeah, because the American artists are like global pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. But I said it's something that's, it's so colloquial, I think that's the word, to Canada
yeah.
that like. It doesn't really make sense across the border. It doesn't make sense across the ocean.
Yeah.
But if you appreciate good music, you'll appreciate them. But it's, they're definitely.
It'd probably be like if John Lennon passed away before the Beatles.
Yeah.
Hit America.
Yeah. Mm. That's how it was to Canada. Like yeah. it was, it, we were in, like my friend was like, I'm like, the country is shutting down tonight
yeah.
because we are, they had, yeah. But if you ever want to get into the Tragically Hip, because we love them, your favorites.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to go see a movie.
Yes, we are.
Hunter, I realized.
Yeah.
That, okay, so we're going to go see the Barbie movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you know what other movie is also opening tomorrow that we probably should have gone and seen instead?
What?
The Gran Turismo movie.
No, that's not tomorrow. It got delayed.
Did it?
Until the 25th.
Okay,
and I was
well, you're
planning on
lucky.
Seeing it by myself.
Oh.
But if you wanted to
no,
go
it's okay.
take me.
No, it's okay. You can go by yourself. It's fine.
No, you're Mr.
You
Independent.
You tickets for me, then I
Well,
know,
I was,
oh.
but I'm not now.
Oh,
no, we're going to go see the Barbie movie.
Again. Yes.
Us again.
Yep.
You the first time.
Yes.
You wanted to go see
yep.
it. So
yes.
it's very rare I go see a movie twice in the movie theater.
I've only done that.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to finish
no,
the sentence.
That was when The Phantom Menace came out in 99. I saw it like five
yeah.
times on the opening
Are
weekend.
Are you kidding
I'm serious.
Me? It wasn't even that great, Daniel.
This
Sorry.
Was 1999. This was the first Star
yeah.
Wars movie in almost 20 years
You're
of
right,
the time.
You're right. You're yeah. right. I lined up outside the theater to buy tickets for it at like 7 in the morning.
Yep.
So fair play.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It could be cool.
It's
I'm
really
excited
funny.
To see it again because it's so good.
Yeah, and there's lots of little things that I think we missed because we were laughing so hard.
Yes.
Yeah. How's summer vacation going? It's almost done.
What have you done?
Nothing.
Chores. He's done his weekly chore list.
Yeah.
No, you've visited your friends a couple times. You've gone to the movies. Yeah, a little bit of bike riding.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, this show is a podcast.
Yep.
If you can't get enough of us and you want to listen to this again.
Who does?
Int.
Yeah, who doesn't? Why would you not do that?
Podcast comes out Friday. Just search Punks and Parkas podcast. It'll come up. It's on all your favorite podcast platforms.
Yep.
Replay of the show is on Mondays on the Face Radio out of Brooklyn.
Yep.
Which we are super happy to be a part of. So give them a follow on Facebook.
Yep.
They have a Discord. So if you are on Discord and you want to chat with some like-minded funky soul people,
yep.
check us out there. This show is brought to you by
Vintage
the
Vinyl.
Fine folks at the Vintage Vinyl.
Yep.
Yeah.
We should pay them a visit because they have in stock this Friday a David Bowie album I need.
Mm-hmm. Hunky Dory.
Yes, they do. How do I not have Hunky Dory?
I thought you had it. I was like, I want that one. I'm going to go get
I
that one for myself this weekend.
Damn you. That's okay. You do it. Yeah, I don't have Hunky. I thought I did too. And I'm like, I don't have.
How do I not have
that one? I think it's one of those records. Every time I go, I'm like, oh, I have this.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of the standards you should have as a David Bowie fan, and I don't, and I'm up talking.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? I don't know. What's going on?
Right?
Oh,
I don't get
God.
It. So you should go to Vintage Vinyl this weekend.
Yeah,
Friday.
Like,
he puts
really
out
cool
the new arrivals.
And stuff.
And they're great.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get canceled if
yeah,
we keep
okay,
this up.
I'm going to stop. Okay. But anyway, please do check out Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah.
Fridays, like I said, new arrivals are put out for your buying pleasure.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, we got music.
We do.
We got
so
music.
I'm going to let you pronounce this because you picked the song.
Yeah.
I Got That by Libby Stiffer.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yep.
Yeah. Close enough. Close enough. ¶¶
feel just fine. I wanna dance, but not all the way. When I'm feeling low, you do your thing just so, and then I feel okay. You're so good, the way you give. You're so good, you're the best there is. A person quite so sad. You got the answer, and it makes me glad. When I feel that style, you give me rock and roll, and then I feel laid back.
see what it's gonna bring.
For me, baby.
Do me like you wanna.
Do me like you wanna. For me, baby.
Do me if you're gonna.
Do me if you're gonna.
Pop that thing.
Don't turn me loose.
Don't stop now.
But it ain't no use.
The job you're doing.
Hey, hey.
At least it's not Love Day.
Oh, God. As Daniel turns blue. Anyway, we're done.
Yeah,
the Punks and Parkas is finished for another week.
Yep.
Anyway, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Enjoy whatever it is you're doing. Yep. The weather's supposed to be meh.
Yeah, stay safe, stay dry.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, it's know, a great just, day.
It's a great weekend to go to Folklorama.
Yes, yes. Enjoy some indoor funness,
yep.
as I'm going to call it.
Indoor funness.
We've got my guy, yep. my man. I got to tell you a quick little story. I was volunteering at UMFM as a volunteer coordinator, and I was coming in to teach people how to use the production studio. And this like little green-eyed like 18-year-old kid was in there, and I was doing my show. And I was playing some Otis Redding. And he's like, oh, my God, this guy's awesome. I'm like, it's Otis Redding. He's like, who's that? And Jared was here. And he's like, oh, God, you're going to give her a heart attack. I was like, you don't know who Otis Redding is? I got a lot of work to do. Anyway, my favorite, Otis Redding, hard to handle.
Yep. Yes.
Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
Scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Boys will call my dime out for loving, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your camera, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want. Just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light your counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around.